This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. All right. I was still kind of in the dark as to why he got fired in the first place, or got suspended in the first place. But, I don't have a problem with any of that. I'd love to be the guy that can make a funny joke. I thought that was that was fine. I think we can kind of close the book on that. Amy says, honestly, I don't think Kimmel said anything bad, but I don't think he needed to, and I don't think he needed to apologize. And I agree with that sentiment. We can't have, I don't know the particulars of how this went down, but I understand that FCC guy said, we can either do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. Trump's response to Jimmy Kimmel. And thank you, Chris, for tipping me off. I think you're referring to this. Trump slams Kimmel's return. We're going to test ABC out on this. Is that what you're referring to? President Trump claimed Tuesday night that ABC told the White House officials that Jimmy Kimmel's show had been canceled over his comments in the wake of Charlie Kirk's killing. Trump made a claim on Truth Social Post about an hour before Jimmy Kimmel returned. I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Let's see how we do. Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million, Trump said, in reference to the network settling his lawsuit over comments made by George Stephanopoulos. This one sounds even more lucrative. A true bunch of losers. Representatives for ABC and parent company Disney did not immediately respond to Axios' Tuesday night request for comment. During a show, Kimmel said it was never my intention to make light of Kirk's killing, but that our government cannot be allowed to control what we do and what we do not say on television. We have to stand up to it. He noted that Trump did his best to cancel him. Instead, he forced millions of people to watch the show. That backfired bigly. He might have to release the Epstein files to distract us from this now. I cannot believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back. The White House was told by ABC that his show was canceled. Something happened between then and now because his audience is gone. And his talent was never there. Why would they want someone back who does so poorly, who's not funny, and who puts the network in jeopardy by playing 99% positive Democrat garbage? He is yet another arm of the DNC, and to the best of my knowledge, that would be a major illegal campaign contribution. I think this is the other part. I think we're going to test ABC out on this one. Let's see how they do. A true bunch of losers. Let Jimmy Kimmel rot in his bad ratings. All right. So, there's a lot to process here. For starters, why did ABC kowtow in the first place is what I'd like to know. If you bring him back, what was the point of all of this. And then you bring him back and you have television stations, conglomerates say, well, you're not going to be on any of our stations because, I don't know, they're worried about the backlash from MAGA. ABC is no longer worried about the backlash from MAGA. They put him on, but not all ABC stations air the show, like Kimmel himself said there. So they're worried, and I can promise you they're not worried about, hey, well, we want to do what's right. No, they're worried about the protests. This is what you get. So, in my opinion, ABC is a little bit responsible for all of this. I think the White House wanting them to get rid of Kimmel, and then that's absolutely a problem. There is no question that is. I don't think anybody in our audience, whether you're MAGA guy or not, I think we can all agree that you cannot go quieting free speech, right? I mean, are we all on the same page with that, whether you like Kimmel or not? I mean, some of you hate Kimmel just because he's a Democrat. I don't, because I am intellectually and emotionally superior to all of you dumb fucks who think that. But I certainly hope that is not the case. I would hate it if any of you of my beloved MAGAs were like, no, yeah, this is good that they quieted him. We can't allow that. That's like horrible. That's like goes against, some of the basic tenets of what the country was built on from the start. And, I think that there's been points made that's been the case also prior to Trump, when Democrats stifled people on social media, which Zuckerberg admitted to. Yeah, so this isn't started by the Republicans. It started by Democrats. We can't lose sight of that either. And we should hate that just as much. But I think this, at its core, is more glaring. Still just as awful. But this one's gotten far more attention than any other example of the government shutting people up because they don't like what they say. And I'll give you this. I think ultimately this might work out great, because since this has happened, Kimmel leaves, Kimmel comes back, I think people are a lot more aware of what this is happening than prior to in other administrations, when Democrats were stifling people who were speaking out with Republican points of view on social media. It wasn't on national television, but it was social media. It was a little bit more clandestine when it was done by Democrats. It wasn't out in front of your face the way Kimmel's silencing was. And that is inherently the big difference. It's awareness. More people are aware of this because of the not so subtle approach to this muting of him. So hopefully we're on the same page, because who knows where this could take us next. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, I hate to be slippery slope guy, but we're already on the fucking slope. The slope's already slippery. We're sliding down the slope. All right. Chris says, shoot, mine went out again. Yeah. I don't know. Now, are we getting... Can you give me a status report, audience members, on the chat? Chris says his feed went out, but not everybody else's is? Has anyone that has been enjoying this take been interrupted? All right. So far, so good. I think. Rebecca says brief pauses for me, but it started back on its own. I think I have enough of a idea to be able to encapsulate this and reach out to support. We're probably I'll be sent to bot purgatory or hell. All right, so the Kimmel thing was big. You know what else was big yesterday? Do you remember the guy who tried to murder Trump at the golf course? And I don't remember how they foiled this one, but this was not guy who fired the round at Trump that hit him in the ear. Well, several rounds at Trump at the rally in Pennsylvania. That was unbelievable. Trump, of course, got hit in the ear, and then I think a person that was there to cheer Trump on got killed. And that one, and then there was guy at golf course who knew that Trump would be on the course, and he was hunkered down like in the bushes waiting for Trump, and he's going to kill him. Ryan Ruth was his name. Well, that trial came and went. Yesterday, the jury deliberated for like next to no time, and they found him guilty on all counts. And this is one of these assholes who decided that he was going to represent himself in court. Brad Bullbrain Chris said the Secret Service spotted him in the bushes. That's how they thwarted this one. And he's in the courtroom, and they read the guilty verdict. So he grabs a pen and starts stabbing himself in the neck repeatedly. He's trying to kill himself, which that would have taken a while to stab yourself in the neck with a goddamn ballpoint pen. There's no cameras in the courtroom. It's like, oh fuck, the one time that you want them. I mean, that's something I'd want to see. All we have is sketch artists. And I haven't seen the images of sketch artists showing Ruth stabbing himself in the neck. But afterwards, outside of the courthouse, they're taking him off. And the daughter of this psychopath is chasing the car down, telling this psycho that she loves him. I don't know, man. I think people in general need to be willing to stop loving people. I mean, if you're a daughter of a guy who tried to murder the president, I don't think you should be on camera yelling, I love you. I think you should not love them anymore. Too many people let family members get away with too much shit. I don't do that. I have moments with my family all the time where you're like, shit's weird. And I don't give, you know, I whenever there's a betrayal that happens to me, and it's happened way too much over the years, I'm like, well, fuck it. I don't give a shit. I guess that's it. Go fuck yourself. Now, if they ever come back to me and beg forgiveness, I would forgive that. But I'm like, there's that for a lot less. I'm like, fuck you. I'm not dealing with this shit. And you're like, I talked to a buddy of mine, and my brother slept with my wife, and now she left me for him. True story. And I'm like, oh my God, well, did you kill him? No, he's my brother. I love him. Hey, you fucking gutless twat. Fuck that shit. No. Rich says you got to bend the knee to get back and ease his good graces. Yes, that's all it takes. A thorough apology on bended knee. That's why I said to the former Zaniacs, I said, I will allow you all back in if you actually bend the knee, and I it's been so long, it would actually be a dick sucking now. I would have to have every one of them actually suck my dick, which is not an easy job to do these days with my malfunctioning penis and sex organs. But yeah, no, you assholes, fuck you. Here's this woman screaming how much she loves her dad who tried to kill Donald Trump.
Tonight, just after Ryan Ruth was convicted of trying to assassinate President Trump at his West Palm Beach golf club, his daughter running beside the car authorities were transporting him in. All after inside court, Ruth attempted to stab himself in the neck with a pen. This court sketch showing that moment. NBC News producer Carmen Gonzalez witnessed the chaos in the courtroom.
I got to go back to that sketch. This guy is stopping him as he's doing that. Yeah, I guess that's the way I would do it too, or like this. I don't know how much damage he did in the courtroom, though.
NBC News producer Carmen Gonzalez witnessed the chaos in the courtroom.
As the jury was leaving, I looked over to him and I saw him doing this. I thought maybe he was having a seizure, but then I realized he had a pen and he was jabbing at his neck, trying to hurt himself.
Within seconds, she says, U.S. Marshals grabbed Ruth and took him away.
And the daughter started saying, Dad, don't, we love you.
A Florida jury deliberating for just 2 hours before convicting
him.
Ruth on all five counts, including attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate. Prosecutors in closing arguments saying a mountain of evidence showed one thing. Ruth wanted Donald Trump dead.
Shots fired. Individual in the bush with a gun.
Just 2 months.
Okay, the individual with the, in the bush with a gun, did he get off rounds? Or was it just a gunfight with him?
After the assassination attempt in Butler, on September 15th last year, a Secret Service agent spotted the barrel of a semi-automatic rifle in the shrubbery outside Trump's golf club.
On the tree line, the individual was inside that tree line.
Authorities say Ruth had been lying in wait behind a fence for hours, undetected.
Stay back!
His arrest shown on this police body cam and this image of his gun. In court, Ruth represented himself in an...
Okay, look at that sketch. He looks like an alien. It says in the corner, Lothar Speer is the artist. Let's talk about sketch artists. Are they the worst artists on the planet? Any idiot could have done that. That is a horrible picture. God.
An often rambling presentation arguing he did not have the character to kill, saying if you don't have the cold heart to make it happen, is that intent? But prosecutors showed jurors a letter written by Ruth where he said, quote, "Dear world, this was an assassination attempt." President Trump reacting.
Excuse me. Yeah, so he wrote it down. This is an idiot.
Tonight.
You can't let things like that happen. Nothing to do with me, but a president or even a person, you can't allow that to happen. And so justice was served.
Aaron joins us now live from the courthouse. And Aaron, the judge and jury saw that stabbing incident today. How could this impact sentencing?
Well, Tom, the judge alone will decide the punishment in this case. And two of the charges that Ruth was convicted of carry a maximum of life in prison. Tom?
Aaron Gilchrist for us. Aaron, we thank you.
Very interesting. Yeah, I had forgotten all about how that case went. Runner girl Amy refers to the sketch artist as a Timu artist. Chris says, quote, a president or even a person. Rich says, should have let him keep trying, would save us taxpayers some money. Wait a minute. Yeah. What is that? What is that? Are you suggesting, Rich, what I think you're suggesting? I thought you weren't on the left. You're on the left. I mean, I'm not, as you know. I didn't think you were anti-Trump. I thought you were like pro-Trump. I don't think that's a good thing to say, Rich. Some of my most beloved audience members might actually take your words and submit them to the Secret Service. You don't want to be guy in this day and age to suggest something like that. Red Bull Brain Chris says, no, he's suggesting. Oh, I gotcha. He's suggesting let the dude keep stabbing himself in the neck. Gotcha. But then you also said that you are anti-Trump for sure. I didn't know that. I thought you were pro-Trump. Okay, before we continue, shout out to some of my great sponsors, including Frank Fuss. If you are in between jobs and you don't have insurance coverage, or maybe you own your own business or your boss does not offer insurance, you need to get that, and you can get it through healthcare.gov. Now, anybody can go to healthcare.gov and fill out the form and sign up for healthcare. But it's you know, there's a lot to it. It's a pain in the ass. It takes time. It's very easy to mess up. So have Frank Fuss sign you up for you. His expertise as a licensed independent insurance agent / broker is free. It's a free service that he offers for you. All you need to do is reach out at buyinsurancehere.com. Then you're a customer. He is helping you get into a insurance policy for you and or your family. To get involved or get started, go to buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com and fill out the form. He then is notified that you're interested in his services, and he will reach out to you and set up a time that you two can communicate. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. If you are in West Michigan and you have a tree fall and you want it cleaned up, they can do it for you expertly. Perhaps you've got a tree that you want to get rid of. They'll take care of that. They'll grind the stump down, and away you go. Expertly, professionally, and safely. Licensed and insured, they can help you with whatever you have. Perhaps it's tree pruning. Perhaps it's tree risk assessment with one of their three certified arborists. Kuiper Tree Care. Call or text 616-828-8225. Online at KuiperTreeCare.com. All right. In the baseball game yesterday, the Tigers played, and First of all, the Tigers lost again yesterday, and they've lost 10 out of 11. Like, not that long ago, a couple weeks ago, they were ahead by like 15 and a half games or something like that. Might have been a little longer than 2 weeks ago. And they've had a epic collapse. I think it's the biggest collapse in the history of the major leagues. Let me look that up. There's an article in USA Today. The Detroit Tigers could find themselves on a list of worst regular season collapses in baseball history. They were one of the best teams in baseball all year, but then everything changed. 12.5 game lead in the American League Central less than 1 month ago. Now they are tied for first with the Guardians. And I think they're actually technically in second with a tiebreaker. But they have the identical records. That's astonishing. Worst playoff collapse in Major League Baseball history. The Red Sox were in a heated duel with the Yankees in 2011 for AL East dominance on September 1st. They held a 0.5 game lead over the Yankees. Even if the Yankees pulled ahead, though, the wild card was all but assured. Tampa was 9 games back as the next competitor. The Red Sox had 7 games with the Rays. The Rays won 6 of them. Let's see. Despite the abysmal regular season, the Red Wings had a path to the postseason if they could just beat Baltimore, a team that came into the final game of the season with just 68 wins. The Orioles beat them. And they choked it off while leading in the ninth inning. 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, bases empty. The Tampa came back and ended up winning the game. So the Tigers, they will make the playoffs as a wild card if they continue to fuck this up. Now, last night's game, the Tigers had their best pitcher on the mound, and something terrible happened. This might have had something to do with the loss, because Scooble hit this guy in the face with a pitch, David Fry, who's a great player for the Guardians. And then the Guardians were already coming back in the game, but the Tigers had the lead, but it was not for long, as the Guardians pulled ahead and Scooble was fucked up because he smashed this guy's face in. Scooble immediately takes off, throws off his hat, drops his glove, and he's mortified. He's so disgusted with it. He's shocked. The whole world was shocked. The other players are like, oh, my God, this might have been, in the history of baseball, the most that a player has been hit square in the face by a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, because most people aren't squaring up to bunt. You know how when you're bunting, you like kind of stand out in front of it? As opposed to when you're up, when you're going to swing and you see the ball coming in and you start to turn away. He doesn't turn away. He eats the ball because he's turned towards the pitcher. I'm going to show it to you in a second. It's ridiculous. So he fried squares around a bunt, 100-mile-an-hour ball with a vapor trail behind it. It manages to just slightly hit the bat, and then it goes right into his face. They take him to the hospital. He actually stood up and sat down on the cart. He's got a big a towel on his face because he was bleeding. And they took him to the hospital, and he stayed in the hospital overnight at the Cleveland Clinic. And God knows, I haven't heard anything else about this guy. This is that moment. Now, some of you, this might like mess with your brain. Okay. Now, hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. People say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
But for those of you that can handle this, this is worse than like when they break the leg on the field and it's turned the other way, I think. And you can hear the ball actually go into his brain. Some of you sick fucks are giddy with excitement. You love this. It happens quick. As soon as I hit play, it's going to go.
He squares. He tried to bunt, and it hit the bat and then hit him in the face. Or did it hit him square in the face?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. It's not good.
Scoobo threw his hat and glove down as soon as he threw the pitch and saw what happened.
This guy's like, oh, shit. Now, they chose not to show the replay, but I'm going to show it 1 million.
We just went from fever pitch to eerie silence.
Yeah, you see Hinch and Torkelson. This lady, she's upset.
And unfortunately for Scoobal,
Parker Meadows, he's got his hat off, takes a knee.
He had a front row seat, and that's why he tossed
Meadows?
His hat and just walked away as soon as
this
he
guy,
could.
This guy's doing, what's that called? Defeat Cobra? Sad Cobra? This kid's laughing, these two bros. Here it is again.
He squares.
Now, I think that if you play it and then you go back to us, we can get like kind of like a mega mix of this.
Squares. He squares. He tries. Squares. 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 You see what I mean about the mega mix?
I mean, if you added Benny Hill sax to this,
squares.
That could really squares. Make this hysterical.
Squares. 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 Squares.
I think if I desensitize you by playing this 8 billion more times, when the ball goes into his brain, it might actually help you in the long run, so that when these moments happen in the future, you'll be able to watch them without any degree of it triggering you. So this is a mental health moment. Cole is laughing. Red Bull Brain Chris says he's going to be eating through a straw for a while, I think. Rich says he'll never be able to breathe correctly again out of what's left of his nose. Cole says, I can watch that all day long. Muppety flippity, I only watch once. Then I have to turn away. Bob says, at least it wasn't a face with the cup. Can't run into the stands. Can't run to the mound and challenge a guy who hits him in the ball with a face. Chris says the frame by frame on this one is gruesome. Yeah, I don't know if there is more than that. It happens so fast that... Here's the pitch. Ball hasn't left the hand yet. Okay. Okay, there it is right there. There it is right there. Now, with a little luck, baseball was using that that high-end camera that catches it so incredibly super, super, super slow-mo with unbelievable definition, where we can actually see nose bone flying out of that guy's face and landing in the dirt. Yeah, I don't want to be the groundskeeper guy who picks up nose bone. Frame by frame, David Fry. Because Bread Bull Brain Chris says that that is happening, that you can see that. All right, hang on here. I don't know if this is the one, Chris. If you find it, let me know.
Ball coming inside, and Fry gets hit by it.
Oh, no. He tried to run the safety squeeze, and it hit him right in the face. Never what you want to see.
David Fry hit in the face.
Scooble's disgusted.
He is.
He's distraught. He threw his glove down, his hat down.
I don't have it. I need it, though. If you find it, send it to me. That's fucked up. My God. Becky says, dude's frontal lobe just got scrambled NFK style. You know, good point there. We need follow-up to find out if he's sticking his fingers in his asshole and wiping it on the fridge, you know, in the upcoming days and weeks that follow. Amy says, oh, my God, Becky. Red Bull Brain Chris says it's his jaw that is smashed. Cole says maybe the pitcher, Scooble, threw his stuff down, his hat and his glove, because he walked the guy. Well, he didn't walk him. He hit him with a pitch. So he gets first base, you know. That's how that goes. Come on. You know how baseball works. All right. So that was that. I think that pretty much sticks a fork in the Tigers. You know, after you make a guy R-word, for the rest of his life, you don't win a game for the rest of the year. You get in the playoffs, and then you're swept in the first round. You lose. So the Tigers, because of that, I mean, they already were terrible. But going forward, I don't think that there's anything you can do. Another sports note to share with you, not AI. not at all AI, of Lamar Jackson after the Lions jail sexed the Ravens. Derrick Henry is running back. He's turned into a fumble machine this year. Lamar not happy in this clip. That is, again, not AI.
I don't know how I'm supposed to win fucking football games when my line don't block. My defense can't stop the run. And my fucking running back fumbles the ball to the other team on what should have been a game-winning drive. For Christ's sakes, 7 sacks? You guys want me to end up like fucking Joe Burrow or something? And no wonder they hit me so much. Like, I'd fucking blitz every down, too, if I knew Derrick Henry wasn't going to get more than 50 yards. I mean, shit. David Montgomery rushed the ball 3 times further on the same number of touches. And if Derrick didn't already do enough to make us lose, we down 24-28 with 8 minutes left, driving down the field for the winning score. And just like every other game this season, the guy fumbled it right to the other team. And then Derrick cries on the bench like it's going to change the fact he completely screwed us. Anyways, y'all probably ain't going to be seeing the guy around anymore. I'm going to do it like Omar taught me. Give him that pop, pop, no more Derrick. Send some flowers to his mom and shit. I don't know how I'm supposed to.
Pop, pop, send some flowers to his mom and shit. Oh. That is fantastic. Red Bull Brain Chris says, easy. I just sent it to you. All right. He's right. This is an incredible image. If you look in the lower right, it doesn't even look like face. This looks almost as bad as the sketch drawing of guy who stabbed himself in neck after he was convicted of trying to kill Trump. Wow. What a look. That is incredible. What an image. Alan says, right in the kissa. Stevie says, it looks squishy like Play-Doh. Thank you, Chris. If you're in the future, you see something like that, make sure you get it to me. I mean, we got it now, so it's totally cool, but... it's a great reminder for audience members that if you see something like, as Bob says, smushy, wrinkled pug face, or right in the kissa picture, and it looks squishy like Play-Doh, by all means, get these moments to me so that we can have these outstanding moments. If you can send these, whatever it is, video, audio, still pictures of guy getting it right in the kissa, that's all good. I mean, good, like in an in a compelling way. I don't want to say that him getting hit in the kissa is a good thing, because I don't think that. Aram says it hit the bat, foul ball. Oh, yeah. You know, you're right. It is a foul ball. What you lack in basic understanding in communication, which was on display in yesterday's Patreon, you make up 1% of that back with your fine-tuning this story with your baseball knowledge. Folks, I don't know if any of you saw it or heard it. Aram had kind of like a glitch in the matrix during yesterday's Patreon show, and it was a real head-scratching moment. We're all kind of like, oh, boy, what's going on there? It was wild, as Freebird would say. I assumed he had a whole bottle of Tylenol and became autistic or something. I don't know or what. But the point was made to me by an audience member who said, yeah, there's some real communication issues there. I'm so glad He's not like a 911 operator. Because no one's lives would be saved. Like if somebody called 911 and they said, yeah, hey, I think I just fell and broke my leg, that person would die because of his inability to actually communicate in an appropriate way when it comes to the English language and just general thoughts. But you made up for it here. All right, stay right there. Your old pal EZ has to go potty. As we seem to have corrected our woes that we had earlier. I don't want that to happen anymore, no doubt about it. You stand by, okay? God damn! Shit! Of course, I didn't loop the goddamn music. Serves me right. Of course it happens that way. All right. Anyway, thank you for waiting. I appreciate that. Rebecca writes Marco, and Alan writes Polo. Alan adds, the silence is so loud. Yeah, that's a bad feeling. I didn't have it looped, which I do from time to time. This is all fallout from the earlier issues that we were having. So my apologies. All right. There's a story that I want to get to, and it comes to us from our local TV station, which I can't figure out what the problem was here. I don't think it is a problem, but everybody made a huge deal about this, including the authorities. A couple people sent this to me. Five people were, I guess, arrested. But this incident happened in June. From what I'm understanding, one group is on a pontoon, and they got kids. And one of the kids is an infant. And they're standing in the shallow water outside of the, not on the pontoon. And the baby is in a car seat with, you know, the seat belt deal and connected between, between like their legs. It's a harness. You can't, you know, move. Well, a group on another pontoon approached the guys on the first pontoon and said, what have you done? And they're like, what's up? How can you leave this child unattended? And they're like, what? And a fight breaks out, and it turns out that the husband and wife, or the mom and dad, who did put the baby in the car seat, they're like being charged with child abuse. This is so dumb. David says, here we go again. Can you tell me if you are in the audience right now, because I'm very gun shy, are you guys getting this? Because I don't want to start this story if there's anything wrong, you know, I'd want to reset it. But if you're saying it's good, Stevie says, looks good to me. Alan says we are here. Yeah, I don't know what's up with David. Is it isolated to David? Is that what I'm being led to believe here? Okay. Well, it appears that it might be all him. So this story is, I love this story because after I went, what, huh? Here you go.
With two school employees and a township trustee. We begin tonight with two school employees and a township trustee from Newaygo County who are facing criminal charges related to a confrontation that happened in June. Authorities say it started over a baby who witnesses claim was left unattended on a pontoon boat. 13 on Your Side's Callie Lichter has more on what took place.
I'm worried about the child.
I don't care what you think.
Your child.
This video...
Okay. get your child. The one guy is on the pontoon where the child is in the car seat. What are they screaming about? They're not holding the baby under the fucking water.
Seen over 130,000 times on Facebook, shows an altercation on Croton Dam Pond in Newaygo County back in June. Five people are now facing assault and child abuse charges, including two Newaygo Public Schools employees and a Brooks Township trustee. A witness who asked to not be named says he and a
dad of baby is like, come on, let's fight.
Two others were boating on Croton on June 22nd and went to a beach to look for rocks. There, he says they saw a child in a car seat on a boat, quote, roughly 30 yards from any adult who was responsible for it. He goes on to say they start.
So there you see the baby strapped in, not moving, got a little sunshade on, and they're 30 yards away looking for rocks while the baby sits there. Who hasn't done this? My God. Everybody does that. I remember when I was because Pooh Bear would work first, I would work, and then she'd work at night. I'd come home and take care of Jim and Jack, in particular Jim, when it was just Jim. Yeah, you put him in the, then I would play Echo the Dolphin in the other room. Or I'd drink, or mow the lawn. I would do that all the time. There is nothing wrong with an unsupervised child if they're strapped in to the car seat. Shut the fuck up.
Started looking for the child's parents.
Look at the cute little tootsies and the baby. I love little baby feet. Not in a sexual way.
When a parent was found, the altercation in the video starts.
Get out of here.
The witness says the people from the other boat started yelling at him and his friends, threatening to fight and beat them up and threatening their lives. Five people allegedly in the video were arrested last week. Newaygo Public Schools elementary teacher Victoria Schultz is facing one count of fourth-degree child abuse for leaving an infant child alone on a boat without proper supervision. Her husband, NPS bus garage director Brandon Schultz, is facing that same child abuse charge along with three assault and battery charges.
All right, I don't know anything about the battery charge. Maybe he slugged somebody, but this is such a crock of shit. You have got to be kidding. Yeah, they're child abusers. Come on.
Township trustee Ryan Schultz is facing one count of assault and battery, along with Christopher Schultz. And Rick Mail is facing two assault and battery charges. All charges are misdemeanors. 13 on Your Side reached out to both Newaygo Public Schools and Brooks Township. MPS says they were made aware of the off-campus incident this summer and have been cooperating with Michigan State Police and has initiated its own investigation. Both employees are on paid administrative leave. Brooks Township Supervisor Corey...
They can't even go to work. Wife, who's the teacher, husband runs the bus garage. They're being kept out of work.
Nelson said in part that this is not a matter of the township. As far as township business is concerned, Mr. Schultz has represented his constituents with honor and dignity.
Kelly joins us now from the newsroom. Kelly, was that all Newaygo Public Schools and Brooks Township said in their statements?
No, Juliet, you can read their full statements on our website right now.
How old is this reporter? She looks like she's like 14 years old. Stevie says it sounds blown way out of proportion. David says looking for rocks is a real hard living line thing to do. I don't know about that. Alan says, whoa, easy, easy. Rebecca says, okay, Mr. Pop Pop. Stevie says it sounds blown way out of proportion. Who is the Karen that reported them, says Rebecca. Chris says, no, Juliet, you can look it up for yourself. That would have been great. Yeah, what a stupid thing. Am I the only one who would do that? I was the king of like the bottle prop. I think they say you can't do that now. But so Jim would be in the chair, and then if I didn't want to hold him because, you know, I was playing Madden or drinking heavily, you just set it up where the bottle is propped and then he can get fed and then you can, you're not interrupted. I would do that all the time. And occasionally he would like turn his head and the bottle would kind of still be liquid, be still be coming out of the bottle, but it's going down his face. So his onesie is soaking wet and it's like starting to molt and rot in his neck because I was playing the game for like 7 hours, you know, and he's way uncomfortable. I'm like, ah, that actually does sound like child abuse. It wasn't quite that long. I might be getting some of that wrong. Yeah, what a bunch of bullshit. It's stupid. Nuevo. Yeah, that is a hard living line area, no doubt. But I don't think that those people were HLLers. You know, because they both look, the mom and dad of the baby that they're being accused of child abuse over, they look like normal people. And they own a pontoon boat. Typically, HLLers don't have the ability to purchase that type of item. You know, I mean, it's basically the week's wages go to ramen noodles and Faygo. You can't expect these people to purchase boats. All right, before we get to the asshole of the day, thank you to King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. They support the show, and you can support them because they support the show by getting your hair cut there. Thank you very much. You go to kingsroom.net, and by the way, be thinking of your assholes of the day. you can go to kingsroom.net to get hours, exact locations, and schedules. A haircut will set you back $21 plus tip. Rick over at TC Paintball is waiting for you to reach out to him to book an event today at the premier paintball facility in the state of Michigan. People come from far, far away to go to TC Paintball, and I want you to enjoy an adventure yourself. Could be a bachelor party, maybe the neighborhood kids getting together with your Mr. Pop-Pop, or perhaps it's some workplace team building. TC Paintball has what you're looking for. Just walk in as you are, fill out a waiver, pay your money. You got your gun, you got your mask, you got your paint. You're having a great time. Next thing you know, you're buying paintball equipment from TC Paintball because you're having so much fun. TCPaintballGR.com. Thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Megan at Irvine's says, she is still hoping that our disgruntled audience member, Kayla, reaches out to her. Megan is hoping for that to happen because, I mean, if that happens, that's a series of problems that she really doesn't want to have to deal with from my perspective. And it's also going to be something very enjoyable for Megan to tell you to go fuck yourself. Anyway, great sponsor of the show, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. I've never really seen Megan angry, but I think that might do it. I don't want to be in that position. If you want to get your car serviced, your regular combustion motor, your EV, or your hybrid, reach out to Irvine's, 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Your asshole of the day are the Nuevo Busybodies. Congrats to you, runner-up, the Twitch stream, which is what was the asshole of the day yesterday. That is my time. As usual, you've been outstanding. I appreciate your patience with me. Join me on Patreon a little later on for the Patreon bonus podcast. And, of course, a Big Fraud Wednesday with Who Are These Free Beers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. But for now, that's it. Thank you so much, folks. Talk to you down the road, and bye-bye.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.